Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Choice Tunes, and you know what we do here? We get an invited guest in, somebody that you may have dealt with or will in the future or whatever, and then we find out about their life, what they've been doing, and what brings them to the point of what they're here, why they're here. And it's my absolute pleasure to introduce one of our own presenters, Kim Harris. She runs a show called Stories of Change on a Monday between 10 and 1, and she's also taken on now responsibility of sponsorship for the station, which we'll talk about a bit more. And if you're a nice listener, or if you're a business out there listening to this at the moment, you could do a lot worse than talk to Kim. I'm sure she could make you a deal that you'd be very happy. But welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Great to be here.
Terrific to have you too. Kim, let's go back to, well, we know, as I just introduced, that you're part of the team here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that eventually. So whereabouts were you born, Kim?
I was born in Melbourne at the Jesse McPherson Hospital, which now, it doesn't actually exist anymore. But that's where I was born.
And where did your parents live at that time?
I believe they were living in Carlton. So Carlton. No, they. I know my dad was studying at a college there. It's like where you learn to do. Become a chemist. There's a pharmaceutical college there.
Well, your father became a pharmacist?
No, he didn't actually. but that's where he started. I think he did his degree there and then went off on a different direction. He went into accounting. So, a bit of a difference.
So where did you live as you were growing up?
So the first house I lived in was in Keysborough, Kirribilli Avenue. So I lived there for the first 5 years of my life. So at which time my parents separated and later on divorced a couple of years after that. Yeah.
Keysborough has changed a lot.
It sure has.
So then when the breakup came, you probably went with your mum.
Yep.
Which area were you in then?
So then we moved to Mount Waverley and I went to a new school there, Mount Waverley Primary School, Shepherd Road we lived at. I actually moved 19 times in 19 years, actually. Yeah, so we moved on a yearly basis.
Was there a reason for that?
I'm not really sure. Mum was a single parent and I think it was tough, financially. Yeah. She wasn't really working full time. So
possibly looking for cheaper rent.
Yeah, cheaper rent, and we'd live with people and share with people, and so it wasn't...
It's been a bit unsettling for you as a child.
Yeah, I think so. I think I went to... she tried not to change us from primary school. So I went to three different primary schools, and then when I went into high school, I went to two different high schools, but... So there was sort of some stability there in the schooling at least, but not in the home life. No, not really. My last three rentals have been 10 years. 10, 10, 10.
So then what was your first part-time job? You may have still been at school.
Yep.
Your first part-time
job? Yeah, I was still at school. So I was 14 years old. Actually, I worked as a babysitter before then, ad hoc with people around the street. So I would have been 12 or 13. 14, I got a job at Santini Shoes, which was at Knox City Shopping Centre. And then quickly moved into Aussie Disposals, which was there.
They've gone
now too. But I loved it. I love camping, love the outdoors, love hiking. So yeah, I loved being there.
So how long were you in that industry?
So I worked there up until I left school. So I left school at the end of year 12 and went in, and I actually started working at Pizza Hut in the city. Yeah, so that was on the corner of Bourke Street and Elizabeth Street. We had the 7-minute lunchtime pan pizzas.
So then what was your permanent full-time job?
Yeah, and so I worked there casually and then got a job at an engineering firm and became a technical writer, which sounds quite a bit of a difference. Yeah. And so I was working full-time as a technical writer for them and working at Pizza Hut part-time or casually, and then I also started, I got another casual job as well, and actually another two. Yeah, so I had four jobs at the time. So I was working as a karaoke host, of all things, at a Malaysian restaurant in Knox City, which was really fun. That was from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. And and then I'd get up and go to work. And then on weekends, I did amateur theatre. So I worked for, I did a few semi-professional shows in the city, doing hair and makeup and acting work. So, yeah, had a real, like, a hodgepodge of different, work. And
did you ever settle into a particular job? You haven't always had four jobs, surely?
No. Well, I had a really particular goal at the time. I wanted to go travelling. So I wanted to travel around Australia. So I had the four jobs and I just saved every single cent that I could because I wanted to travel, and I ended up, so I worked those four jobs, got rid of everything I owned, and then took off with a backpack and hiked extensively all over Australia for 2 years.
Hiked?
Yeah. So I took off when I was 19, so till about 21-ish.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you hiked with just anybody?
Yeah, on my own a lot. So I would kind of go to, I sort of did all the national parks and all the national trails. So I would catch a bus to as close as I could get to, and then I'd take off into the wilderness. And I think the longest period of time I went without seeing another solitary person was 2 weeks. That was in the Blue Mountains. Did a lot of that, but also a lot of I'd sort of go off, and then I'd come back and stay in a hostel and have a decent shower, and I'd get little jobs as well. Like, so I had some really fun experiences in hostels. I painted a hostel actually in Harvey Bay, like a big mural on the wall, and I worked had an interesting job on an ostrich farm for just a short period of time. But they pay a lot of money because it's a really mind-numbingly boring job.
And it'd be hard to get people out there too.
Yeah. So did some interesting things, yeah.
Kim, I've just got to take a quick... we don't have to take a break at all. It's just the sponsorships have come up.
Sure.
Nickelback, what are you waiting for? Why did you pick that?
Yeah, what are you waiting for was a really interesting story. So it's actually on my Facebook page this day. So I woke up one morning, put my headphones in my ear, my phone was off, and I just sort of turned it on, and a song just started playing. And there was no, like, Spotify wasn't on, there was no YouTube on, there was no nothing. And it just started playing this song, What Are You Waiting For, by Nickelback. And it was just one of those really curious, odd things, no reason technology-wise why this song played. I was just picking up the phone to kind of then go about my day and make some phone calls and things like that. And it was just playing. And what was significant about it was I had been contemplating starting or going back to my own business and working full-time in my own business.
So this was a
And it was like, what are you waiting for, Kim? So I really took it as a sign.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
weeks, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
Back to Choice Tunes. I'm talking to Kim. Kim's part of our family here at 99.1, and she does a show on a Monday between 10 and 1 called Stories of Change, and she also looks after sponsorship. We'll talk about that very soon. All right, so you've done your trip around.
Mm-hmm.
You've come home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have a job then? You were talking about a business a minute ago. So when did the business come? Did you have jobs before that?
That was a long time later. So I travelled for 2 years. Yep. One of the jobs I had, I loved, was I actually was on board a yacht, and I went up the east coast of Australia on the yacht as a cook. I just cooked for them, and I was learning how to sail, and it was wonderful. And I was out at sea for like 4 months, We docked in at Airlie Beach and heard the news that my grandfather, who was undergoing surgery for bowel cancer, had actually died on the table, and they'd resuscitated him. And Mum sort of said, well, you can't be out on the boat in case you've got to come back to Melbourne. So I thought, oh, okay. So I went a little bit further up the coast to Townsville, hopped off the boat there, and I thought, well, I've got to wait here for 6 to 8 weeks, so I'll get a job. And at that time, I hadn't seen a movie for a squillion years. So I decided I'd go and watch this movie, Braveheart. And Braveheart, if you know the movie, is really long. It's nearly 3 hour long movie. Walked in there and it was such a gripping movie, and I was busting to go to the toilet, and I thought, I'll just hold it until the end, just hold it to the end. And I love watching all the credits. And then I've kind of at the end was walking out, and a gentleman was there, a fellow, and we kind of awkwardly was sidestepping each other in our rush to go to the toilet. And when I came out, he was waiting for me, and he said, would you like to go and get a milkshake? Yeah. And I thought, okay. And he ended up being the father of my now 8 children. Yeah, so, very, very interesting. So the business happened after, so I was a parent, a full-time mum for many years. I did work full-time up until I had my 3rd child, and then just decided to stay at home from that point on. Then I homeschooled my kids for 10 years.
All right, John Parr. John Parr.
John Parr, yes. Saying I'm almost fire. This is a song that I loved when I first got my license. So picture me, young, 18, driving into the city every day for my four jobs. Back in that day, those days, you didn't have air conditioning. It was wind the windows down, and
no power steering.
I had an old Mazda 1800 that was really beaten up. And
I was just going to ask you, that was a Mazda 1800.
Yep. And I bought it for $150. It was written off, and my brother sold it to me for $150. So I just had to keep it registered and used to drive it around. And I had a cassette tape radio, and I'd put this tape in, and it was this song that I played, and I just remember singing it and the top of my voice, and I had all the windows down because it was a really hot day in Melbourne, and there was cars around me, and everyone was just singing along with me, and we were just sort of smiling and laughing and singing this song together. It was awesome.
Let's listen to it.
Good
Welcome back to Choice Tunes. I'm talking to Kim Harris. Kim, you said you opened a business.
Mm-hmm.
You've told us you've got eight children. So what sort of business did you, or do you still run that?
Yeah, I still run it. So I've had my own business for about 7 years. So it's I'm a professional coach. So I do a lot of training and facilitation. I help effect change on an individual and an organisational level. So I just go into organisations and help individuals, because I think it starts with that inner development quite often before we can make that external change.
Is the idea, but when you say you help people, is it obviously to streamline the organisation or...?
Yeah, so it's really to effect any kind of change in an organisation. So there are obviously all kinds of behaviours people can exhibit around the necessity for change.
Yep.
And so if a business is seeking to change a result, an external result, I go in there and I facilitate the change process for the staff.
John Mayer and Say Why.
Yeah, I love this song. This reminds me, one of my dear friends, Patrick Shing, his name was. He passed on from cancer. He had prostate cancer. We watched the movie together. This song is in the movie The Bucket List. And this is a song from that soundtrack. And I remember very fond, deep and meaningful conversations with Patrick as he was facing the end of his life. So I love this song.
Let's listen.
Better off instead if you could only say.
Axiom is coming up, a little ray of sunshine.
Mm.
Why did you pick that?
Well, this one is all about my kids, so... When I hear this song, and I know at the time I used to play this song and sing it, I had five boys. My first five children were boys. Yeah, and so number six was my first girl. But even though the song kind of talks about a girl, yeah. I don't see it as like a boy-girl thing. I hear love for my children when I hear this song.
Let's listen.
Same as a mom, but a name just the same. A little ray of sunshine has come into the world. A little ray of sunshine in the shape of a girl. We'll show her she'll wear with the gold flowing hair that nature provided. A little ray of sunshine has come into the world. A little ray of sunshine in the shape of a girl. A little ray of
Kim, we were talking, you were living down towards the city there for some time.
Yep.
What brought you out towards the Yarra Valley?
It was actually, I'm a member of Toastmasters, which is a public speaking and leadership development organisation. I started at Lilydale, that was closer to me, and then a new club was formed in Healesville, and so I was invited to come out just to kind of bolster the numbers and be there, and met and fell in love with a whole bunch of people there who are wonderful friends of mine, one of them being Bruce Argyle, who's also a presenter here. And Corazon. And so as I've done that, I've just more and more become entrenched in the valley and, yeah, live and work out here. So,
all right. We'll take Big Audio Dynamo. Which, why?
Oh, this is a real simple one. This song came out when I was doing my final year of high school, like year 12. Yep. And I remember sitting on the Oval at our like kind of valedictory dinner, you know, and a whole bunch of us year 12s went out and we sang this together in the middle of the Oval in the dark and sang it really loudly. Yes.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. Fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin, while the other guys got fat. All the chances that I've blown, and the time that I've been down. I didn't get too high, kept my feet on.
That's delightful, delightful.
Bashful change of atmosphere.
I wish I could sing like that. It's not everything, singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.
Points I want to cover very quickly with Kim. As you know, I'm talking to Kim Harris. She's on Yarra Valley FM between 10 and 1 on a Monday with stories of change, and it certainly would fit into her life. Kim, what brought you to Yarra Valley? Yarra Valley FM.
Yeah, so Cora's on, who's another presenter here. She invited me on. She said, "Oh, I want to interview you. Come on the show." And she did. We did that. And then she goes, "Oh, would you do a whole like season with me, like the summer season?" And I said, "Yeah, okay." And then at the end of that, they pretty much came to me and said, "Would you do a show of your own?" And I thought, "Oh, okay." So it was a sneaky dream. Your show is all about dreams, right? Yeah. Which I find really fascinating because I never set out to be on the radio. It wasn't like I had a goal, I'm going to do this and work towards that. It really snuck up on me. And now I'm here, I just love it. Like, I just love being in the studio.
All right, The Partridge Family, I think I love you.
I just love this song. It's so quirky, and I think it really touches on, you know, when you're first falling in love with someone and you're, like, terrified to acknowledge it, and then it kind of just bursts out of you. So I just love the drama of this song.
In the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Briefly, Kim, I just want to talk a little bit about sponsorship because, as always happens with this show, we're always running
out of time.
You're now taking on the sponsorship, and I guess if we've got any businesses listening today, then you'd only be too happy to talk to them. And so you want to give them a number?
Absolutely. The best way is to just go on the website, so yarravalleyfm.org.au, promote your business, and you'll see the rates are on there and the number is there to contact me. We also have a couple of value adds that we add in, like being interviewed on the radio, and also we can do a little bit of social media plug and a plug through our network. So, yeah, it's a great deal. It's very low-cost advertising, but it will get visibility for your business for sure.
And get hold of Kim.
Yes.
Kim, Buckets of Rain.
Buckets of Rain. So this is from when I was travelling back in the day, and I used to stay in a hostel every now and then to have a hot, like a shower. I stayed in a hostel that I was painting, and there was a whole bunch of international people there and that didn't speak English, and we all made makeshift instruments. So we had like empty containers like with rice in it, and like people were banging on pots and pans, and we're in this kitchen and we sang this song together. And I actually have a recording on an old like little miniature tape, and it's just cool. I just really fondly remember this song.
Righto, let's go.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. Pretty feet will disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Fingertips. I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. But I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. You do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
We're running out of time, but first of all, thank you for being part of Choice Tunes.
Thanks for having me. I have.
Look, I've got to say, before I go, first of all, we'll just talk Everly Brothers. All I have to do is dream.
So this is the one that has sent me on my career path. So when I was 18 years old, my first love, Millay, died, and he actually committed suicide. And that was a grief that has stayed with me for my whole life, and has definitely made me uniquely aware and positioned to work with people with mental and emotional health problems. So I've studied human behavioural science in an effort to help people through those kinds of distressing illnesses.
The other thing is, and I don't want to put that down, I wish we got hold of that a bit earlier, but unfortunately I didn't.
That's okay. This song was a song we danced to in his bedroom before he died, and he actually proposed marriage to me and gave me an engagement ring to this song. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just very quickly, I've got to mention, apart from having eight children, I don't put that down at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've still gone out and fostered children on top of that.
Yeah, I love fostering kids. I think it's kind of my way of easing into an empty nest. Like, I would love to always have children, you know, present in my life, and I know there's lots of needy kids out there.
What, with eight children and also...
I'm an expert.
You'll never be like
no.
All right, thank you again, Kim.
Thank you.
And enjoy the song.
Thanks.
Dream.